This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Tom Brady!
We love America!
I like that laugh. La, 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 la.
Jesus' name, amen.
What? Didn't catch that.
Caroline, you didn't catch that?
Let's say it one more time.
Listen again. Imagine a man holding a cane with a little snowman on the end of it.
What?
He's
what?
He's what? Which is a revelation I had after listening to the group we're talking about today. I was shocked to find out they were white.
Yeah. Didn't see that one coming.
Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
We're here to have good Christian fun. Where do you get your Christian from? Good Christian Fun is the podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture, the music, and the movies, and the entertainment made for, made by, made about Christians. That was a clip from Elvis, one of the most Christian movies I've ever seen. Remember Elvis?
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Where is the time?
Are you saying Elvis is like a messiah figure?
Oh, yeah, that scene where he goes to the church and then they're holding him up like he's Christ.
True.
Remember that part?
No, not at all.
The anointing of God. Really? Wait, you saw it, right? Or did you just watch the clips of Tom?
Here's the thing. When I go to a movie, I'm not remembering every single scene, you know? And for Elvis, I'm remembering he's white, obviously. Okay. I'm remembering Colonel Tom Parker in his Christmas sweater, talking about Christmas time and how much he loves it.
Christmas time.
And I'm thinking about, maybe Elvis in Vegas doing that. And that's end of list.
If I name three movies I know you saw recently, could you remember one thing from each of them?
Oh, for maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
You saw Elvis like 5 times, though.
I saw it 3 times.
You saw it 3 times.
And only 1 time sober.
Yeah, mostly incapacitated.
Yeah, wonderfully so.
Anyway, Elvis was crucified for
our sins.
The entertainment.
for the entertainment, Jerusalem, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Mean Girls, what do you remember about that? You just saw that.
Mean Girls, I remember the new Karen. The new Karen was great.
She was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone But You, what do you remember from that?
Anyone But You, I remember them being on what's that thing called? Thing that's floating out in the Sydney Harbor.
A ferry? A boat?
Not a boat so much as a small thing that warns boats. A buoy.
A buoy. Okay. They should have called it any buoy, but yeah. And then finally, my Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
That one, unfortunately, total blackout. Gone. And that's a mercy.
Well, yeah, because you left the theater, right?
I did. I was there for a good 30 minutes.
Oh, gracious. Well, yeah, you're not inspiring me to want to go see that movie. But I do want to watch it so I can remember something from it and tell you how it ends. So maybe I'll do that in the future. But we're not talking about movies today. We talked about a movie last week, The Miracle Season, with Helen serving Hunt as a volleyball coach. And now we're talking about music this week. The second chapter of X. Not the first.
No.
The second chapter.
Talking about a whole album this week.
A whole ass album.
It's been a while.
The Roar of Love, which is a roar. I want to be roaring all the time. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But that is the cry of my heart. But we cannot do it alone. We need a very special guest to help us do it with it to and for through. Friends and folks, you may know her from her own podcast, Can I Pet Your Dog? And from previous appearances on this podcast, give it the hell up for Renee Colmer!
She's back!
She's back!
She's back
in the house.
She's so back.
I missed you. I missed you. I missed your listeners.
We thrilled missed you. It's going to be the highlight
of my week.
You
missed our listeners? Have they treated you well in the past?
So kind.
That's good.
So kind. I've never heard from them, but I
feel it.
But that's kind of a kindness.
But I know.
That's actually a positive.
It's like when no contact is like, no, that's an act of love.
You
know, that's kind of what our listeners do.
They respect.
You know, sometimes they do that to us when we put out new episodes. Mm-hmm.
They're like, we're going to give you space.
An act of respect.
I'm like, thank you.
Exactly.
Our listeners.
Moment of silence for this episode.
GCF listeners are second to none for holding space for their podcast.
Thank you.
Host.
And that's what you want out of a listener. Yes. I don't want to hear a peep. I want to just believe you're listening. That's all I care for.
Comments
or likes.
We don't need the heat.
No, don't need that. Certainly not.
But you know what? Anytime we have a call-in show, I'm always surprised at how we can sustain it for an entire hour.
Yeah.
We still get enough.
Still calling in
that we can have a whole hour
obviously
of calls
thank you to everybody
and obviously
that is a kindness I shan't ever forget.
If we're getting now, listen, I haven't seen your numbers, but I've been around you too. I listen. I'm among the listeners.
No,
so
come on.
I can only imagine.
So you're amongst those giving us, you know, a moment
space
of silence and space
a lot of silence
each and every week.
I blocked your Instagram so that you have space.
Which is
so
oh my
nice.
Gosh.
Thank you.
Exactly. Not enough people are doing
blocking
that.
Blocking a space.
Didn't you
blocking
block everyone's Instagram?
I sure did. I blocked myself.
Renee
out of Instagram.
Left.
Oh, you're
IG.
Out.
Well,
you're out of the game.
Yeah, in a just tantrum of insecurity. I was like, I'm leaving. I'm done.
And now her life is so much worse without Instagram.
Yeah.
Without reels,
thank
without
you.
Stories.
I haven't been sent one ad.
No
not
ads.
One.
Dang. So you don't even know, like, what's the new food delivery service in LA?
After you Google futon, you don't get a ad for a shitty futon that you don't want in between your friend's stories.
Heartbreaking.
If you want, we can start screenshotting our, you know,
I'd
what comes up on
more.
Our feed and send it
yeah.
your way.
Yeah, I'll just record a video of me scrolling.
I keep tap dancing around how I want us to have a group chat, but I can't think of a reason to do it. But now.
Yes. So
send
we
me
can
those
kinda
Instagram
share
ads.
Sharon.
You'll be
hey,
my
Renee.
Own Instagram.
I don't want you to miss this.
How many?
I know you're out there living your life.
Yeah.
A beautiful dog heart or something.
You gotta get out on this.
Yeah.
There's a new roller skate.
It's a conversation.
You need to hear about it.
Yeah. And we're ready for that conversation. How many group chats can you sustain at one time?
Oh, Kevin, God bless you for thinking that I have more than one.
You have more than one.
Right? Like when I'm cooking with gas, I would say three. I bet
three?
I could do three
okay.
successfully.
Mm-hmm.
How about let's go around the table?
Yeah,
how
Kevin's
about?
King of the group chat.
I bet you can juggle seven.
I have a fraught relationship with group chats.
Okay,
though.
Let's hear
I think
it.
They have a fraught relationship with you.
Hey. Speaking of someone on a few with me.
That's right.
What fraughty happened? What?
Well, I think I go hard.
Wait, go back to the beginning. When you got in your first group chat, how did it feel?
That's actually a good question, is what is your first memory
of lying?
A group chat?
Yeah. I mean, the iMessage, it was probably with my buddies, Adam, who you know, mm-hmm. and Tim, like 14 some years ago in LA.
And you were talking mad shit about Tim. And then Adam was like,
and Tim was there in the
right.
group chat. It was not effective.
Kevin understands how this
works. I didn't get the mechanics
right.
of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. At all.
Early days.
Whatsoever. That was probably my first one. That's the first one I can remember.
I like that.
Being on. Because that's also the first iPhone I got. So I can't remember. Now I'm racking my brain. Did we have group chats before iMessage? Or was it just one-to-one? Could you message other... We're all stumped.
I know. I'm like going back to my Android days and trying to remember what happened there. I think so. Maybe, but it was really shitty, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was like getting an email forward. Mm-hmm. Didn't really work. Not quite.
You couldn't do
that. I think I could mass text, but I don't think that it would like keep you all together in a group.
Yeah.
That would then like be able to send back to each other. Yeah,
put
like
a photo on.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs really did something when he created group chats.
Sure did.
That was maybe his greatest legacy.
So how did it get fraudy?
With that group chat?
With all group chat.
Just
in general. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Well, kind of what we were talking about New Year's resolutions a couple weeks ago about quality over quantity and just making sure I'm not being the guy that's like, like whatever is the shitty version of being like too butterfly, like social butterfly in an obnoxious way of like, I'm popping in here and I'm popping in here and I'm here for 5 minutes and I'm getting out.
I like
you know.
This guy.
Yeah, this guy's
well, wait,
fun.
You like this guy? Okay, I'll do it.
I'm popping around. Like, I'll be there.
So is there a consistent in all groups that one person can see you're butterflying or...
Well, Caroline can see a lot of them.
That's an observer. Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm like in two.
Okay.
Two is a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Two is...
feels like a lot.
Hey, wait a minute.
No, I'm just talking about you specifically. I don't know if I'm like built for group chats. I got to keep them like...
It's tough.
Tight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you get overwhelmed by it or do you get annoyed?
I get annoyed, unfortunately. And it's people I love.
Mm-hmm.
Individually.
Well, it's hard when it's like we're making a group chat to plan the specific event.
Yeah.
And the event was in like October of last year.
Yeah.
And it's still going.
It's
now
still
it's like,
trucking.
Hey, what if it wasn't about this event? What if it's just literally whatever I'm thinking of right now? But I do like meme specific group chats.
That seems like a sweet spot. That's like a curated Twitter just for you.
That's where you want to be.
Well, that's not. Yeah. Well, it is nice that like I have an Oppenhomies group chat where it's just everyone I saw often. And so the only thing I hit up that group chat for is I'd send Oppenheimer memes.
The memes.
I don't do anything
You're
else.
Very stringent there. About the topics of group chats.
Peas and carrots. Got to keep them separated on the plate.
It's good. Because otherwise it's bing bong boom all day long.
Well, like Taylor Swift chat. Oh, I'm only sending Taylor stuff.
That's right. You do.
And I try to stick to that.
Right. And how many people are in these groups? What kind of groups are we talking?
Like eight.
Okay.
Probably.
All right.
Per.
That's enough to get crowded.
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't talk about the poker chat that like by the end of my life will be a small nation.
Yeah, seriously. It is.
Will be a county.
Yeah.
How did this happen? What's the poker chat?
It's a poker chat that a friend of mine has started for hosting poker nights and keeps adding to it and more people welcome at the table. But I think that is by far the biggest chat I'm in.
Yeah. Like but that one I feel like only ever it sticks to just like planning the day of.
That's
it's
correct.
Not like just general convo topics
or
like memes and whatever.
Here's a minion with a dump truck ass saying like, I'm worth it, bitch.
Right,
or something.
Mean, you could change the tone
playing
of it.
Playing poker or something. So yeah, I try to be strict about it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like the three person ones is when you're really
That's a perfect spot
something.
To be in.
I think so.
Yeah.
Like even when I text you and Nate, I'm like, this is nice.
Tight.
Yeah.
I've been in a three person group chat since like 2013, basically.
Ooh.
Still going?
Yeah.
Who are the other two?
They're my besties.
Oh, yeah.
Two girls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We keep going.
That's what you want.
It was on WhatsApp for a while. That's how long it's been going on.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
They're part of your MySpace top eight.
Yeah. It's great. Perfect amount.
Well, Renee, thanks for coming back to the show. We haven't had you on in almost a year. It was March of last year.
My goodness.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
It felt very recent.
It did.
I know.
You were here.
Yeah.
My presence
it felt
lingered.
Really recent that you were here.
Like almost too
like
soon.
Like almost too soon.
No.
It's, do you want to leave? Well, do you want to, we didn't.
We could space it out. No, I'm kidding.
I've really been looking, you know, we're celebrating 300 episodes. 600 episodes of love on GC.
Yeah.
Your first episode was episode 104, Carmania 1 in October 2019.
Remember that.
Yeah.
You came back for a COVID-19 infected hunt in April of 2020. We'll never listen to that episode again.
1 month into COVID.
Yeah, I don't recommend the listeners do either.
No. Steer clear. You don't need to do that to yourself.
And then you came back for the hunt for the best Christian song of all time, 1979 edition, in March of last year.
Last year.
Which I don't think it does feel
if you, I almost wish you were like, when was the last time you were here? I would have been like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I would have said 6 months.
You make an impression. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
You leave your mark.
Yeah.
You make a mark.
Feels good.
You mark the floor. And then you
like Dexter, is that what
like
it was?
Dexter on a rug. You always
You're gonna
make it yours.
He only did that because I was torturing him when I locked him in my room for the hunt for the holiday movie draft.
He pissed on the floor when you did that.
Uh-oh.
Oh well, no, he didn't piss on the floor. He pissed shit on the floor. Because you're
that's
like,
why you can't leave him in the bedroom.
You said, he's fine. He's fine. I was like, Caroline, I don't know. And you're like, shut the fuck up. He's fine.
Yeah, and I slammed the door on his little nose.
Why did he get kicked out? What happened?
Well, he was
being a little bah humbuggy.
Yeah, he was being a Scrooge for sure.
Yeah.
It's on him to a degree.
I didn't realize he did that. You really can't put him in there alone.
And you know when you smell that pee smell?
Yeah.
That was from that record.
Oh my gosh. Oh no. Dexter, I'm sorry, Kevin.
It's okay. I did have to do a once over this morning on the smell.
Nice.
I'm on my third different kind of cleaner to get it out. So right. I'm starting to think I'm the problem.
I mean, possibly.
And I could consult with you.
This one doesn't do it. Yeah, you certainly could.
How to get odors.
You might need to get one of those like tents that they bring termites.
Fumigate my bedroom.
I need to do the whole building. Ask your neighbor.
No, I can't. My neighbors know it is.
Cool.
No, he's really cool. We can't.
Okay.
I can't mess
well,
that up.
Well, he's already
yet.
Calling you piss neighbor. I'll
yeah,
tell
he
you
sure
that.
Is. I okay, heard it on the way up.
Piss pig that lives next door to me. Yeah, I guess so.
It was like piss and bleach in this building.
Oh my God. I was for real on a very emotionally delicate call yesterday. And when I'm on it, I'll be walking Dexter and I'll have my headphones on, you know, hands-free. And I was talking about the most insane. I'm like, so yeah, the allegation is blah, 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 blah. As I'm walking by my neighbor, I'm like, it's like the heaviest shit I've ever dealt with. I'm just like, but he's chill. It's like
he's
chill. Testing him.
He's okay. Real cool.
Yeah.
Now, really, what are you overhearing when you walk past his phone calls? What's he saying?
I don't hear
like
phone
cool
calls.
Words.
I huge hear parts. Like oh. No, but I do hear a rumble in the form of not like that.
All right.
Well, although I'm sure he does fine.
Not that cool, I guess.
But but I hope to one day. Hey, one of us has to. The odds are, rule of averages and whatnot.
It'll be Dexter.
It'll be Dexter.
Yeah.
I get home and a plush Garfield is just getting railed on.
Oh my God.
Now I hear the rumble of a subwoofer and he has very good taste in music.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
okay.
So I don't mind it at all.
Something to talk about.
Yeah,
that's a little
cool
beep and pop. Yeah.
Okay.
He's already decorated his place by the mine.
But what kind of what we're about to listen to? That's what he's cranking
up. Oh,
out,
yeah.
Or? Okay.
Oh, he's cranking it up and hopefully cranking everything while he's listening to it.
Yay.
That's my prayer for him. That is my hope and prayer. But I really can't mess up that relationship.
You wouldn't. I mean, you could. But
I could.
Yeah.
It's a miracle I got another good one.
Mm-hmm.
Another good
neighbor. You've always had a really good neighbor.
I think I missed the neighbor switch out. When did they move?
Well, they moved a couple months ago.
Oh.
Last month, in fact, 2 years to the day, when she told me she was leaving, I cried.
Oh, Kevin.
I mean, not in front of her.
Sure.
I got tags, and then I was like, I was out of town. But then she recommended him. So then it's like, okay. We're good to go.
We're good to go.
Yeah.
How long has he been here?
Like 3 weeks.
Oh.
It's fresh.
I was going to say, but I think you might still be in polite territory.
The wounds are fresh.
He might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be testing the waters.
Well, we all went out to tea the other day.
Yeah.
That's true.
The whole like complex?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
with
that's
him?
Adorable.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Did you organize that? Did you put that together?
No, my last neighbor
that sounds
did.
Like a Kevin thing.
Because she came and then our other downstairs neighbor in the next door. Anyway, I could talk about this all day. That's not what we're here to talk about.
Focused. Yes, sorry.
We're here to talk about your Christianity, Renee. Where'd you? How'd you grow up in the church?
Where'd you finish it?
Where'd you finish it? Finish it. But
we
it's your relationship.
When did you finish Christianity?
Yeah, let's start at the end.
At the end.
And work our way back.
When did it wear off for you? When did that happen?
Or like
hard stop.
Get Siobhan back in here and be like, be like, hey, so all this like energy and bullshit, you don't believe in that, right? Because our guest last week was just like, all these LA people and their individualism. Yeah. I'm like, I kind of agree. And that said, it's also half our guest.
I'm here for some energy here and there.
A little bit. You gotta sprinkle them in here and there.
Why not?
Denzel said, I believe in something.
Yeah, how could you not?
I'm believing here in something.
Is this a tangent we need to go down? No. Did you watch the Emmys?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Paul Walter Hauser won. And
did you see this, Caroline?
No, I didn't.
Okay. No, I should just play this for you. I'm so thank you for bringing this
up. You're quite welcome. I need to hear your hot takes.
Paul Walter Hauser, who won an Emmy for.
Was that Richard Jewell?
He's Richard Jewell.
The very one. I, Tanya.
The Richard Jewell.
Yes. And he won for an Apple TV show called Blackbird. He came up to the stage chewing something. He would like ate a Pop-Tart right before he came up, and he was doing it as a bit.
People told us it was dried mango. We know.
Sure.
Okay.
And then he was reading off his phone, but his hand was really trembling because he was doing like I kind of don't care about this thing, but
the hand
he
was
being betrayed by his own body in that moment. And then he did something, Caroline. I'm so glad I forgot to talk to you about. I'm so happy.
Can't wait for first impressions. To show
you now. The TV Academy. Thank you, Mom and Dad. You nurtured what I had in me. Dennis Lehane, Taron Egerton, their talent can move boulders. If I look tall, it's because I'm standing on both of their shoulders. What up, Saginaw? I'm here to give you a facelift. And Thomasville, GA, y'all gave me my greatest gift. To Greg Sepita, Joe and Jake, your acting's colossal. And to the Rolex Ray Liotta, we're down here wearing fossils. What up, Isaac?
Ray Liotta.
Company, artist, first CAA, Danny Joe, Neil, and Esther dealing with my day-to-day. Thank you, God, for this life. You helped me suck out the marrow. Thank you, Cheyenne, Sean. Help me find the straight and the narrow. To my wife, Amy. You make my heart strong and knees weak. Jonah Maverick is flirty. Harris is starting to speak. Can't wait to spend the rest of my life with that wolf pack, casting out demons in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. That's a what up to Jesus. He's the sole owner. I own the body. I'm about to beat Matt Cardona. Yo, Ibushi. Yoga and sushi on me if you're able. Do things a little bit different. Brian Walsh, get the tables.
Okay. Not the wooing for that.
No. Someone's gift was woo.
Jewel.
It's not often you see a white boy saying, I want to thank Jesus for this award. I feel like I haven't seen one of those
in a long time. Because you guys were saying, when was the last time you were there? And then I'll watch a speech like that. I'm like, maybe I got to get back into it. Is that what we're doing?
That's the flyer in and of itself.
Well, listen, are those how the sermons are going now? Is that what we're doing? I got to know.
Sermons are like this now. A guy like calling out a bunch of math. You don't know it.
I knew it.
Yeshua, my body is for the Lord.
Yeshua HaMashiach or something. I think that's, that's like a new one. That's in the circles. People are saying a new name of God.
I know a certain Facebook group was going wild for that last
they're
night.
They're loving it. Uh-oh. Yeah, what are the comments? What are we thinking? We're happy with
it? I think he's been fairly, he seems one of those like, I'm not political guys.
Yeah.
But Caroline, I don't know if you remember this. He used to go to our church. I saw him there a lot.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I used to work with him at Flappers.
Oh, yeah?
He was lovely.
Oh.
He was nice?
He was.
I've not heard bad stories about him from anybody.
I heard one.
Uh-oh.
I just heard it.
He told it on himself. Yeshua.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? He prepared.
There we go. And that's
prepared
what we like.
To be on stage. And I do appreciate preparation.
Appreciate. But I got to say, genuinely, after I saw that, I was like, where does he go to church? What are they doing over there? What are they doing?
Wow.
I got to see. Are they
all local?
Lin-Manuel Mirandering around?
Yeah,
like
that's actually a new denomination called First Miranda Church. We're Lynn-fluenced. Man, one of the churches... Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
For real, one of the churches I grew up in was called Lyndale.
Ooh.
You don't think.
I think.
There were some Puerto Ricans there. Jesus is the reason for this treason. Even though my sins constant treason. The wages of sin is death. It's like a cancer, a crystal meth.
Wait, do you have time to play his speech when he won In the Heights? You don't have to, but they're very similar.
Does he thank Jesus?
Nobody does thank Chris Jackson.
Who's Chris Jackson?
Maybe he does thank Jesus. I don't remember. He's George Washington, but he wasn't for In the Heights.
Okay.
I mean, we've got all the time in the world, right?
I've got time.
People who won awards and rap time.
Yeah. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Lin-Manuel, man. I can't.
2008.
I cannot remember the last time I consented to sing Lin-Manuel Miranda. Oh, but yeah.
This is a kind thing.
Your hands are shaking while you're Googling. Yeah.
I want you to be able to contribute because you just said how much you like contributing to the group chat. I bet you wanted to chime into that Facebook group and I need to give you something to say.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, that's the only time when you type that into Google and Google says, are you sure?
Okay. All right.
It's 2024, bro.
Conductor to hold the baton a minute. I'll start with Alex Lacamoire and Bill Sherman, Kevin McCullum, Jeffrey Seller, and Jill Furman. Kiara for keeping the pages turning. Tommy Kail for keeping the engine burning, for being so turning through every all-nighter. Dr. Herbert for telling me you're a writer. I have to thank Andy Blank every spank. Matter of fact, thank John Bazzetti for every drink. Thank the cast and crew for having each other's back, son. I don't know about God, but I believe in Chris Jackson.
I don't know about God, but I believe in Chris Jackson.
I don't know what else I got. I'm off the dome. I know I wrote a little show about home. Mr. Sondheim, look, I made a hat where there never was a hat. It's a Latin hat at that. Mom, Dad, and Sita. I wrote a play. Y'all came to every play. Thanks for being here today.
Vanessa,
who still leaves me breathless. Thanks for loving me when I was broken making breakfast. And with that, I want to thank all my Latino people. This is for Abuelo Weising and Puerto Rico. Thank you.
Okay, so it was prepared because he did have his little flag ready to go. God damn it.
Say off the
dome. You thought
dome.
He was freestyling?
For a second because it was so bad.
He said off the dome.
No,
Caroline, he just keeps
the
flag there at all times in case of Puerto Rican emergencies.
It's always an emergency.
That is not a generous read.
Okay.
It's crazy to see the beginning and how for some people they thought this is a charming one-time thing this guy's going to do.
Right.
Oh.
Right. And then,
you threw open the doors to him. He's not leaving. He's part of Disney now. He's going to be in your life forever.
I mean,
that's a good place to keep him, don't you think?
Once again, a man is penalized for trying his best the way that they're trying to railroad Bradley Cooper for trying his best.
If only you were given awards for trying your best.
Wouldn't that be nice? We'd have so many awards.
My friend Sam called Bradley Cooper Man Hathaway the other day.
Man Hathaway is so funny.
I thought that was
quite apt.
Bradley.
He'd be thrilled to hear it.
So that makes you believe in God or not believe in God?
Makes me want to go to church so I can figure out what are they doing over there? How is this such a consistent thing?
It makes you want to go to church because they're succeeding in the arts? Because
I guess I just thought that's what I thought the sermons were like. I thought we were having some fun. I thought we were having a good time. We're rhyming.
Could be.
We're eating dried mangoes. I just haven't been in a bit.
One should never be surprised when they hear white rapping at church, I have to say. It's going to come.
Gosh.
They're going to do it.
Caroline,
they're going to be so proud of themselves.
Another memory's flooding back of a certain Easter service where...
Did it happen? It did happen.
Rippity rap. Right.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's what it's from.
We talked about that for a long time.
God, do we ever talk about on mic? We used to go to a church where there was it's like a very classic... Reformed, but still deeply evangelical and conservative sort of ideology that the church propagated, which is we have such a heart for racial reconciliation and for
whatever that is.
Yeah. I don't know.
And we're not the experts on that.
Other than Martin Luther King said, be nice and don't destroy property, please. Target never asked for this. And so it's like, you know, very exclusionary of queer people and women in most cases, but like, we must do our best to follow the teachings of Dr. King and all this stuff. And the way it manifests in one Easter service about 10 years, maybe 11 years ago, was the white lead pastor of the church at the time came out and did a scripture rap, a spoken word, Paul Walter Hauser-esque piece.
Yeah.
Of like,
you don't want to miss those. You got to be there for that. Miss them.
And here, you know, to my horror, it was Easter. So that is the big day. There. No one's missing it.
Nobody. Everyone was in attendance.
Yes, it was full. We're in a bigger building than normal. You know, this is, and he was like, this is the Sunday.
This is the time to shine. I got this. I got Christmas.
And I was volunteering there. So talent. I saw it two services in a row.
Did he get more flirty with it on the second time? More comfortable?
Yeah.
Did he get more confident?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He started cussing.
He said, arf, arf, Wu-Tang at the end. Oh, no. He's the reason for the season. What did he say? It was like,
Jeremy the Stallion.
The tomb is empty. The veil has fallen. Mm-hmm. Christ our Lord is fucking balling or whatever. He said something of the sort.
Oh, God. Man, I really had like forgotten that.
Well, that's
everything I want.
Renee, you're
our
right.
Brains protect us
they
for
do,
a reason.
From trauma.
From certain things like this.
You tapped into something there, Renee.
Good grief.
I'm telling you.
I'm now scrolling through Paul Walter Hauser, who he follows on Instagram, to see if I can get any church clues for Renee. Oh,
yeah, please do.
Because there's got to be some.
Wife, I know she can help me out. I just haven't put it together.
How do you think his wife will help you out?
Because she talks about it a lot on her Instagram.
Oh,
but
you're following his
but
wife
I can't
as
get
well.
It. Oh, yeah. No, I'm into this.
Okay.
I'm very invested. I'm very invested.
I underestimated.
They've got a whole story. So they got, what, do you want to hear the whole story? Because they just put it in a documentary. So I think it's okay to share.
Please.
About them too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Only if it's Christ.
So the year was 2020.
Okay.
All right. They get together because what else are you going to do? They meet in March. They get married in July. Mm-hmm. That's a little fast.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
A little bit. She's pregnant by August.
Whoa.
And he leaves her in September. Oops-a-daisy.
In 2020?
In 2020. So she, now listen, there was a whole thing about everyone was telling her that she's a narcissist and it's not bad and you rush into it too much. But then he kind of left her to have the baby on her own while he went to go film Blackbird. And then they got fully divorced on like this in December. And then by January, they were back together. And in May, they got remarried.
What?
And then in June, she was pregnant with another baby. And now he's winning Emmys. Go watch this documentary. It is fascinating.
What
it
is a lot of documentary? Jesus. Is it like, here's Richard Jewell, real life?
Caroline.
Sorry, I know he does more than Richard Jewell. I genuinely can't remember his name.
Paul Walter Hauser.
Is it like House of Hauser? Like, what is it?
It's something called I Am Second. To the Lord.
Christ.
That's how they finish it.
It's second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Get in there. Get in there.
So is it a mini documentary for like that series kind of thing?
Yeah.
And it's all about. And so was it Jesus that had them
Jesus
get divorced
brought them back together.
And remarried and have a second baby?
It's called The Road
to
Back
To have a
home.
Whole divorce between your first and second baby that were
a
only
story
a year apart.
To be told.
Wow.
I know.
It is a story
know.
To be told. And there she is in the audience.
And there she is. And there she is
listening
getting
to
shout
his
outs.
Rap thinking, might be time for divorce number two.
He's so talented.
Pull up the Google Doc. I still got it.
Oh,
what
no.
What was I thinking?
Well, you know, we've all known a certain amount of on and off couples, and it's like you get one to three breakups, maybe.
At least.
By that fourth, it's like,
I don't know if I would call you into that one.
The first
break.
Listen, wow. I'll say this. My parents broke up before they got married.
See?
And then they got together and conceived the greatest podcaster known to man,
sure
my
did.
Brother Kyle. So
we should stop here.
So the breaking up isn't like I'm not like red flag, but it's the circumstances are quite
just the timeline
the,
of
the
it.
The timeline, the month to month,
it's tough. Is tough.
Least they had on this relationship.
Jesus,
incredible
is a lot.
Yeah. And the fact that they're already doing a victory lap, like it's been maybe a few years. I don't know.
Yeah.
It hasn't been long enough.
I guess we could do it again.
This is awesome. Talking about this is so
how
awesome.
Good they are at marriage. Oh
the road back home is what it's called.
Not the road back Hauser.
Oh, it was right in front of them.
I think if we summarized our story, it's a story of two people that were broken.
Even if I told you all the details of what happened
this
between
awesome.
Her and myself and her and my some family members, none of it would ever excuse or explain the way that I acted.
It's a story about faith, love, a lot of laughter, and it's a
God
story
is angry. Listen to the wind.
No matter
it's
how
so
far you run,
dead serious.
Jesus
intense.
Is always coming after you. And you are never too far gone.
Careful.
Sounds scary.
I'll never get that time back.
Babe, it was like 5 months.
I robbed my wife of so many moments that she and I should have had.
I was messed up. You did have a newborn.
So invested. Now, I gotta,
this is crazy.
I gotta
so
tell you.
Like it's eating shit the whole time.
The whole time. And that never happens. Nobody ever breaks up for one person.
Yeah.
It's always some. She
Lot.
Did something. But,
she was probably being annoying. She was probably being annoying.
Yeah, she was being a total bitch. Yeah,
well, no,
when she had the baby.
Uh-huh. Well, it's kind of a dick move to have a baby.
When he's like needing to do Blackbird.
I have to do Blackbird. I have to leave my wife. My career is the most important
That's
in
so
my life.
Crazy. Wait, do they credit like a specific pastor for like bringing them back together?
Yes, there was.
Pastor who?
Somebody.
Damn, John Piper.
No, it's gonna be
I
like
love
Pastor Kyle. Yeah.
Yeah. Could be. But anyway, wow. I would
Renee,
like
you are really doing the work.
I got you guys.
For the Richard
here.
Jules
I got you.
And his crown. Oh my God.
But that's my specific for this. I do. I'll find a Christian and I'll just follow him in a creepy way to be like, shit, does that work?
You
Should
know,
I?
Like, and we're clowning. We're clowning on this. And
you look at that and you think, is there something here?
If I were to pray, I'd be like, give me the Amy Hauser special. I was in Georgia and now I'm at the Emmys within a year. That's good. You want God on your side for that.
So true. That's a glow up. That's a glow
exactly.
up. For, I'm going to gown.
So one Amy Hauser special, please.
Rap
for me, God.
Is this
the
just
stage?
Like the yeah. most extra maximalist version of captions between couples that are... It hasn't always been easy.
Yeah.
Life has been ups and downs.
They tell you
we don't understand each other.
They didn't tell you it's this hard.
Marriage is you wanting to kill yourself, waking up and praying for death every morning because you hate the bag of bones laying next to you.
But it's also laughing and chocolate chip pancakes.
But we have our silly moments too. Man. Hire me as your marriage anniversary caption ghostwriter. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Let me do it.
You'd be the videographer for
I
that.
I think so. But
for anniversary too. So anyway, listeners,
I
go
need
watch
to go
that.
Watch that.
We love Paul and Amy.
Genuinely, all of
link,
this
Kevin.
Is jealousy. Every last thing I'm saying is based on jealousy. Are they onto something?
Back. It's
just,
like
I'm at a loss.
Hey, you were out of town shooting in Atlanta anyway, dog. Like
that's incredible.
Oh, that's beautiful. This is from I Am Second, which is a Christian organization. Ooh, based in Dallas. So you know it's good.
You know it's yeah. good.
Ron, real stories about how we come second to God. You know, I guess that's good to deconstruct main character syndrome that we all have from
it.
Time to time.
It's good to look at it. So anyway, what do you guys think? Should I get back into church just so I can?
I think
but you can
there's
meet Richard
something.
Jewell. I would like to win an Emmy. I would like to
yeah.
be sitting next to an Emmy winner.
Oh,
and
yeah,
is
I mean,
Jesus
for
the
success,
way?
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Right, I'll start praying.
I know a church with a big blue building, too, that can help you get a leg up in this industry.
Huge night for the GCF family at the Emmys this year. Taylor Tomlinson presenting. Iowa Debris getting the first of her EGOT.
Jeez.
You yeah. know, so it's really our night.
It is.
In a huge way.
Really.
They should have.
Like, cool ways to mention to coworkers. Oh, yeah, Iowa. My friend, you know.
Yeah, she came on. Yeah, this is about us. And you kind of do wish they had all done raps to the Lord.
You do. You absolutely do.
Yeah.
And is it sin to not have done that? Wow.
Probably.
Good grief. Well, speaking of music to the Lord, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now. Mm. And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The new movie coming out.
I know you get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that
right.
can kind of propel me into
to feel
like,
as incredible as you could feel.
To exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out like 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Working 9 hours a day on top of that. And then
good brain.
Going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry, there's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/GoodChristianFun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
I agree.
The
first month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time to dive into the topic. Come on, let's go. We're diving into the topic at hand. We're talking about a Christian band. So this is the second chapter of Acts. We could. He follows Ross. We could probably get his info.
Oh, yeah. get him on.
Yes, please.
Let's get him on.
In a heartbeat.
And then the Emmys will be even more about us.
Thank you.
Than they already were.
I'm going to get that story straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, you
got to
get it straight from the horse's mouth.
Straight from the Hauser's mouth. Yeah. Straight from the Hauser's mouth. The second chapter of X. This is not a band we've ever talked about. And this is not a popular band as far as like our listenership goes. It's usually 90s to like 2003, 2004. That's usually the sweet spot of like our CCM stuff and the giants of it. But this is like a purely Jesus music era band that then kind of morphed into something a little bit different. But it was three siblings. It was Annie Herring, Nellie Greeson, and Matthew Ward. Annie was the songwriter. Nellie was the harmonies. And Matthew had
the face,
the chords,
the kazoo.
He was kind of, he had the kazoo.
He had the kazoo. Yeah.
He bought a kazoo. And the trio kind of started with them singing songs with each other when they were little kids. They were three of nine children.
Holy, what?
Their Jeez. Parents passed away tragically at a younger age. Mm-hmm. So, kazoos? You know. It was a tragic kazoo accident. Mm-hmm. It's not something we like to joke about on the show a lot, but you know, every 5 minutes someone's kazooed by a kazoo.
Is this kazandri?
Every 5 seconds.
Taps, kazoo taps.
Kazaps. So. And we dedicate this episode to Elizabeth and Walter Ward.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yes.
Rest in
peace. Wow. So they had a very different sound and flavor than most of the bands that we talk about on this show. Mm-hmm. In that Annie is quite a unique songwriter and very odd with her melodic compositions. A lot of it is prog rock adjacent. Like the melody's going here, now we're going up here. And there's some like even like show tune musical theater stuff, obviously in this album that we're talking about, which is The Roar of Love, which is a concept album about the Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yes.
But they had other songs. They had big songs like Easter Song or Mansion Builder, just to kind of give you a sense of their flavor. A lot of synths. And like kind of hippie, stonery.
Yeah.
Sort of 1960s, very Jesus music in this sense. So they got discovered by Pat Boone after seeing it in local coffee shops and small gatherings. And they start doing these albums together. And it's a family affair because, which one is it? Annie, her husband Buck Herring, who did not die of a kazoo accident.
Okay, thank God.
He died of old age while sucking on a kazoo.
That's how you hope to go.
That's how you hope to go.
There's a responsible way to do it.
Safely. Yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely.
But you can't inhale that deep. You know how that's going to end.
And we're a huge advocate of practicing safe kazooery
on this podcast. Blowing out. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay. Didn't read the instructions. That's fine.
So he would produce their album. So it was an all in the family type thing. And of course the CCM encyclopedia is so funny. I don't know, Caroline, if you got a chance to look at it at all.
Tell me.
I mean, again, Mark Allen Powell just going, this is a guy who's like, usually just gives you the info.
Yeah.
And then a little spice of editorializing in terms of his opinions
and
stuff.
So helpful.
It is.
I'd say it's way more helpful than Wikipedia, which is neutral, you know, as it should be, is a perfect online source.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you are really like, what is the flavor
what's the
here?
Dish?
You know, what do people really feel about it?
So this exists. This is incredible.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh my God.
Now it cuts off at 2002. So
it's pretty exhausted.
Lorne Daigle, not in here.
Yeah. Mm. You have to get the Daigle edition.
Tenth ever.
Get that.
All right. Keep your eyes out.
Yeah.
Daigle's version. The sibling vocal trio known as the Second Chapter of X is one of the Jesus movement's greatest treasures. The very rare example of a group with a completely unique sound and the native talent to outshine all the secular competitors.
Whoa.
If comparisons are necessary, the group could be very loosely placed into the same grouping as mixed gender vocal bands. Ooh, a little progressive. Yeah. Mixed gender. Vocal bands like the Mamas and the Papas, Spanky and Our Gang, or the Fifth Dimension. Y'all ever hitting Spanky and Our Gang on Spotify or Apple?
Yeah. Yes. I can't fall asleep unless I'm listening to Spanky and in Our Gang.
I also can't fall asleep until I do a little Spanky in Our Gang.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, this it's all my stuffed animals watching.
Oh no.
But Second Chapter was better than any of those groups, had more consistent songwriting, stronger vocals, and especially tighter harmonies. Mm. Beyond that, the 4 or 5 years at least, they had a Pentecostal spirit that the name suggests, exhibiting almost unprecedented creativity and internal combustion energy. So the album that we're talking about is almost like a little performance piece, but they are incredibly Pentecostal their disposition and their performance. People would describe the concerts that they put on as, oh, I was like watching a concert between a band and God. It wasn't I didn't feel like I was involved at all. I was just kind of like watching it. And they would do, and they do get into like, true to their name, they events a more charismatic understanding of ministry than most groups. This is evident in the planning and their lyrics or stage comments. In an article summarizing the group's career, they tell of the signs and wonders that accompanied their ministry, including testimonies to miraculous healings that were performed through the songs. Nelly, in particular, she's the harmonies, is identified as being given in-concert healing ministry.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know if it, like, it doesn't apply if it's not in a concert or it's like, sorry, it's only, like, within the... Like, legally, I could practice law in the state of California.
Tickets have to be sold. Yes. There has to be a venue. There has to be some sort of raised platform. If you're
merch,
on the same floor, it's
tables,
not a concert.
It is important.
And many have been cured of cancer during Lucy's song or whatever.
Now, so she said people are healed of cancer, arthritis, and all other, in a lot of other ailments.
That's a big one.
Similarly, the biography details the frequent times that the group made major decisions based on what the Lord told them through direct revelations or prophetic words delivered by other Christians. And this is awesome.
Okay.
For instance, they made the commercially successful Hymns album, it was like 2 or 3 albums they made of hymns. After 3 separate persons came up to them at concerts claiming, I believe God has a word for you, that you should do a hymn album.
I thought it was going to be money.
Which is so funny because I guess in the 70s, that would be like what it became in more contemporary times in the last 25 years of, oh, just do a worship album. Or just do like, do praise and worship, do the Hillsong thing. Like, I think it was that.
Yeah.
Likewise, Herring would regularly refer to herself, she's the songwriter, she would refer to herself as a song receiver, indicating that the songs were given to her directly by divine inspiration.
Wow.
As for the group's name, Buck Herring, that's the husband of the guy, he's the husband of the woman.
The woman.
The wife.
She grew up to be a wife.
Annie and Buck.
Said he heard the phrase the Second Chapter of Acts loudly in his mind one day while working in the studio, and knew it would be their name.
Right. I got it.
Hey,
thank you.
It's the nearest I've ever come to hearing God speak in an audible voice, he insists. The members themselves were less than thrilled with this divine selection. It's an awful name, Annie objected.
Oh, my gosh.
People will think we're a play.
Oh,
Matthew opined, but it turned out to be appropriate and memorable. The group would record 2 of the best and 3 of the most important Christian music albums of all time.
Oh.
In addition to sharing credit on blah, 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 blah. So,
looky there.
That's glowing.
They broke up in 1988 and they would still do their own stuff. I believe they're all still living.
Okay.
I was watching a podcast interview with Annie Herring. She's like in ministry stuff now. The music stuff is a little more private for her. Okay. But she's sort of, she's sort of the juice behind the whole thing. Although Matthew has quite a voice himself.
Yeah.
Good. They're a good group.
It is good. But the other two like didn't play instruments from what I understood, right? So it was kind of Annie like being the band leader.
Mm-hmm.
band receiver. Excuse me.
Yeah, sorry. It's a band receiver.
Get that right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And they were kind of like jumping in on that song. That's yeah. Sweet.
If you want a little...
Of a sibling taste. Group.
Yeah, like...
Just and what happens when siblings break up? They're just...
Family.
Yeah. Divorce. Christmas is tough. It's not easy. It's not easy.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's hard.
And there's a whole other six siblings that didn't even get a slice of this pie.
Yeah, yes, it was awkward to
They're
begin
like,
with.
Hey, I can sing.
Mm-hmm.
They were the roadies. Snap.
Oh, did you guys break up? Okay.
This is a sample of them performing on TV. My Jesus, I Love Thee. Just to give you a little visual to accompany what the music sounds like. This is the three of them.
I love thee because thou hast first.
He kind of looks like Will Fortan, that one. I think you should leave sketch on the airplane.
His look is strong.
And purchased my pardon.
I would wear that sweater.
On
anyway.
Tree.
So,
beautiful.
The whole deal.
Oh, yeah, that is very...
Is that Annie?
We don't need to
That's
be
Annie.
Here.
Okay.
On yeah. The left. Yes. But then for
this album,
The Roar of Love, which hopefully we've all heard in our day, based on Chronicles of Narnia. How does Pal contextualize it? He says it was produced based on the novel. Though the stories were intended for children, I love the way he frames this. They were intended for children... They became favorites of the Jesus people who enjoyed the Tolkien-like fantasy and picked up on the allegorical messages.
Oh, did they?
Somehow.
Nothing gets by them. Nothing gets by them.
Deciphered, like, oh, that lion that something. Died for everyone's sins on the magic cross or whatever it was. The Cold Stone Creamery
have
table.
A connection.
But. They developed 14 songs reflecting on key themes, events, and characters in the story and wove these together into a seamless presentation that maintains thematic effect as one tune segues into the next. The project was a risky undertaking that did not have wide appeal to their group's fan base. But David Di Sabatino maintains that it represents their creative peak. It's probably the closest CCM has ever gotten to sheer perfection.
Wow.
Due to legal hassles, apparently regarding the rights to using Lewis's figures in the songs, the album was held up for 3 years after it was recorded and did not release until 1980. So they recorded in like 77 or 78.
Okay.
And then they were like, bro, well, you can't release that.
Just
like,
here's
sorry.
The thing. You can't. Okay, but they got by eventually. They were
eventually
able to
they did.
Get the witch in the wardrobe to be like, fine.
That's, yeah.
Okay. It's like an unauthorized play, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, they heard the roar of the copyright holders.
Parody.
Renee.
Yeah.
Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. Where is that for you? Did you read it?
Oof, guys.
Watch it.
I don't love this about myself. I can't do fantasy.
You can't read.
I can't read, guys. I never learned.
So you following Paul and Amy. Is
yeah.
It helps with it. It's mostly video content.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'll know what's happening here. And I did ask Google on the way here, hey, can you just real quick give me the plot of Narnia? And she was not helpful.
She's like, no.
I tried to cram and she wouldn't help me at all.
I had to read a book.
So yeah. So I didn't. It was assigned. It was assigned.
Even then.
Yeah. And even I was like,
to that. We don't always have time.
I'm okay.
Yeah, what's the block right. with fantasy? Is it that it's made up?
Yeah. What is it? Because listen, you give me a robot, take me to space, let's do it.
Okay,
but,
so sci-fi is okay.
Yeah. I can get you there, but I can't. You tell
how
me.
How do you feel about fantasy?
Yeah, where are you at?
I don't know. I like it in theory.
Yeah.
I find a lot of the writing style within the genre to be bad. But it's not like I don't love a good sword story, you know, sure. A good talking animal. Like, I'm open to it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking of a movie. I don't know. I mean, that doesn't count
we get to guess.
As, like, a book, mm-hmm. technically. But The Green Knight, like, I loved that. That was
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I'll try to pick up the latest, like, Fairy Court book or whatever. That's the new rage.
Fairy
and I'm like,
Court.
Damn.
All right, Fairy Court. Wow.
I tried.
Judge Mathis presides at Fairy Court. Holy shit.
Yeah, so I'm a little of two minds about it.
Okay. All right. Kevin, where are you at with it? How are you doing with dragons?
I really haven't read fantasy outside of Narnia and Tolkien.
Yeah.
I've not read any. That's what I just realized.
Was it
about
of your own volition or
yeah.
you were forced?
Yeah, it was like a, no. it was a, no, we weren't like banned the books.
Okay.
I mean, I guess Harry Potter counts, right? That's fantasy.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I got no problem with Harry Potter.
It's a different thing. You like Harry Potter?
I like Harry Potter. Yeah.
Especially now, right?
Yeah. I actually came to it really late.
That's what's so funny is Caroline legitimately started reading Harry Potter like a year.
I did.
And what do we think?
It wasn't
How
because
you feeling?
Of the writer.
No, of course. Certainly not. No.
It's because
of the theme park.
It was good. Not quite as good as I thought it was going to be, but it was still good.
Did
I
get a lot
it.
Of hype. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm overhyped. But there was children reading it at the time.
There you go.
And I'm, you know, I'm an adult woman.
Yeah.
Some of J.K. Rowling's tweets, not the hate speech, but the her tweets kind of doing addendums to the books. I think you'd like some of those.
That'd be fun.
Like one of them, I remember in 2015, she's like, I actually think Trump is worse than Voldemort.
Oh.
She really popped off with
Get
that
him.
One.
Okay.
And then, of course, on Twitter, she was like, I think Dumbledore was actually a little she'd slayed, you know? And then my favorite one is, I don't know if you remember this at all. This is real. Is people said, oh, it was some sort of question about like the lore of Harry Potter. Like, yeah. Well, wait, you said in this book, like they didn't have indoor plumbing. So what happened? She said they would just shit on the floor and make it disappear.
That's right. I remember that.
So she felt
she's
it
got
necessary.
An answer for everything.
Like, all right, I gotta check this book out.
Okay. Yeah, that was kind of the thing that did it.
Like, I gotta look this up.
I gotta see
what,
shit.
What are we doing?
Excuse this me. Disappeared. I didn't know we were doing all right. That. Yeah.
All right.
But speaking of wizard shit, mm-hmm. the Roar of Love.
I'm telling you. I am, for some reason, Spotify, when I was looking at when this album was made, it said 91. And I was like, but no, it sounds exactly like Jesus no. Christ Superstar and Godspell. What? How?
Sure.
Okay. So not, the 70s was, influence was there. All right.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Absolutely.
Like, you copied.
Over the course of 13 songs, like Aslan is killed. Turkish Delight and Lucy's Long Gone.
Yeah. Lucy's is fun.
What was the experience? This is relatively short, so I thought it'd be fun to listen to. It's 35 minutes long. And it really is a piece. There's not, it's not choppy. It flows one into the other. What was the experience of listening to this album like?
I mean, 5 seconds in, you got kazoos. So you're hooked immediately.
Yes.
Immediately.
Wait, is there actually a
Yeah. Get ready. Hold on. Maybe more than 5 seconds. Maybe 10. Ready? 2 seconds.
I don't hear it. No, we practice.
5 seconds. That's not a kazoo?
That's a guitar.
Sorry, no.
It's definitely a kazoo over a guitar.
I mean, I guess
no,
they could have put it
pretty
through.
I'm sure it's a good... No.
A kazoo filter. Perhaps.
I heard kazoos.
I didn't like it sold me. I like that take on it a lot
Thank
better.
You. It exactly. More. Well, because when they went on tour, the guitar was too heavy, so they had to.
Yeah.
And it's actually when you think
budget.
About,
yeah.
if you think about their personal history and how their parents died, it's actually them
Tribute.
Working through
reclaiming.
A trauma
exactly.
and reclaiming it. Yes, yeah. for their
they
culture.
Got a exposure.
Death doula, and she was like, "I think you should."
I kept thinking about like if they did perform this. Live, how cool that would be. And then I was thinking, what if they did like a Hollywood Bowl style Oof. Show, you know, where they're like doing the music and then mm-hmm. they have the actors come out and like yeah. do the scenes and then they start the song and yeah. whatever. But you can basically follow the story, I think, from this album, but not
oh, yeah.
entirely. Like there's still some missing stuff. Like, why is it Christmas all of a sudden?
Right.
I forgot that there's literally Christmas in the Book of
Christmas.
Narnia.
That's right.
Yeah.
They have a holiday time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's sort of a sketch. It is such a cliff notes. And that's what a concept, like most concept albums, I don't listen to a lot of concept albums like Pink Floyd stuff or similar bands where it's a concept album where it's like a guy and a girl fall in love in a magic kingdom mm-hmm. and all that stuff. I find it to always be a little too amorphous to get your arms around. But the idea of we just took this book that you know and summarized it again via song and did basically like a LaCroix musical of it, in yeah. which that'll never it be produced.
Yeah.
It felt easier to comprehend than like,
yes,
that like Janelle Monáe put out an Android concept album about future capitalism. And like, this feels too complex. This felt a little easier to digest.
Nice. And easy on the brain.
A tight yes. 35. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes. And fairly sparse theologically as well. It was mostly just vibes. I thought the sound of this was quite dreamy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every song was very unique. Mm-hmm. And that I thought was quite a feat for these three.
I think she's a very talented, even listening yes. to a little bit of some of their other stuff. She was cooking. She was cooking in the 70s.
She was in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually thought that they were very explicit about the Christianity of Narnia throughout the story. Like some of the lyrics were like, "And Aslan, who is Jesus, died." And they were just saying it. And at one point they're talking about sin, you know, yeah. which I don't know if that, I don't remember that being mentioned.
I don't remember
in the
novel, line.
Technically.
Saying that. Yeah.
So I thought
they're
that
tying
was
him down,
funny.
Down with their sin, with jeering laughter, how they mock him.
Yeah.
That could be anything. Wait, I'm picking up on something right
Dr.
now.
Dr. Seuss talked about sin all the time. All the time.
The Lorax was a fallen man.
Exactly. That was kind of funny. Just went for it.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful. I think the standout for me, I'm going to play the end of Tell the Truth. Tell the Truth felt like the most musical theater of like, Edmund, yes. why don't you... Da-da-da.
Yeah, the harmonies are so good. There's a lot of Andrew Lloyd Webber influence here, though.
Of course. Okay. Well, Turkish Delight yes. is okay. Judas. It sounds so much like Judas.
Which I respect.
We respect Judas on this podcast.
Thank you.
I just want this transition.
We're having fun.
Jesus Christ, superstar. So this yeah. is so the good. Brother singing. This is kind of his standout track. And it's called Turkish Delight, and it is, you know, from this perspective of the young boy being literally bewitched by the witch.
Yep.
I would imagine this is one of the only CCM songs about a witch being awesome.
Yeah.
Probably. The one.
And hot.
And they barely got away with yes. that. Yeah.
Do I sound like that?
Daylight. You wish.
Hey. 20 minutes to Narnia.
Which one was the Electrical Light Parade song?
Electrical Light Parade?
Is that how Lucy started?
There's one that sounds like a school spirit song, which is The Witch's Demise.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it this one?
Yeah. Oh.
I was not bored throughout this whole album.
No, you're having such a good time.
Mm-hmm. And you do want for more, Is this what you were thinking of?
There was more bebop boobs.
Bebop boobs? Aslan is killed?
Keep going.
Christmas Where You Are? Something is happening in me.
Maybe I've heard the stars sing.
Maybe.
Maybe we could do this all night, man.
How does Lucy's start?
Oh, Lucy's long gone.
That's God's bum.
Working, building, never stopping, never stopping.
Okay, well, it's in there somewhere.
I know what you mean.
Electrical Light Parade. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was totally charmed by this album.
Yeah.
It is so fun to read like the kind of career overview of the band.
So
because,
talented.
Well, because too, with that Hymns album, that was a divine revelation from someone else, evidently. The take is they sold out. They used to be such interesting artists. And then.
This was a sellout?
No,
Hymns
albums that
okay,
they would do
it.
Later on.
Okay.
Where they're like, how great thou art. Like, I guess we listened to a little bit of right. one. But doing that was like, okay, well, the thing that you were so good at.
Right.
Oh, they literally did How Great Thou Art.
That's funny. A little bit. But also, like, if I were to write this, I would be tuckered out for life. That there, this is so diverse.
Yes.
Yeah, there's so much.
I would if be you like, wrote a concept album, you would be tuckered out for life.
Because it's all so different.
Yeah.
I get that.
It is a whole musical written by herself, basically.
By herself.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of them co-wrote, they probably went, okay, you're going to co-write it.
Right. Okay. It's very impressive, though. It's very, I would unironically listen to this.
The Hymns albums were their best-selling albums of their career, too, which is so funny because they're the least adventurous.
Sellout albums always are.
So they were, really considered kind of avant-garde artists.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, not avant-garde, but at least creatively fairly electric. Like there was even back then a delineation between, well, that's the lame Christian music. Ironically, Pat Boone would be amongst those of that's for mom and
cheesy
dad.
Stuff. Okay.
And this is interesting. And they're using synthesizers and they're doing all sorts of strange things.
Hillsong.
Yeah. according to the band member Matthew, all the vocals were cut in a bedroom of the house the trio lived in at the time. They converted their garage into a mixing room, knocked a hole in the bedroom, and ran a microphone cord into it.
Wow.
So it was all a little
blood, sweat, and tears.
They have an album called Singer Sewer, mm-hmm. and the album art is a sewing machine.
Fun.
Planting seeds in a field.
Fun.
So
sewing two ways.
Yep. Yep.
Sewing two ways.
That's fun.
Wait, where? I gotta find that. Sewer.
Singer Sewer. It's one of their albums.
Singer Sewer.
Oh, S-O-W.
Okay. Here's their most streamed song from that album, Taking the Easy Way. Honey,
been
there.
Interesting.
I want to listen to more of their stuff.
Yeah. I got to listen to that podcast.
Yeah, she still seems fairly...
What podcast was that? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah,
She's gorgeous too.
Lacamoire and Bill Sherman, Kevin McCullum, Jeffrey.
She's kind of into rap now.
Kevin, Tiara
for keeping the pages turning.
All the plugs.
Tommy Kale for keeping that.
God.
And prepared to do what it is that he has called you to do.
Oh, I had it on 1.7.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you got to listen to him quick.
It's a delight. It's a privilege.
It's a Turkish delight.
I miss that. So I find it.
She's fun. I like her.
I don't know if the word is difficult is right, but I find it more, it takes me longer to.
She's still spunky too.
Mm-hmm.
To get to that honing place in my spirit where I feel like I'm being rung by the music maker, you know, and it just takes a little longer.
To be a song.
That's what happens.
That's okay.
That's on the muse. Time. It's not on her.
And I choose to.
It takes me a while to get to that home. Place. Because she said that honey place. Anyway, well, you want to rate the album?
Let's do it.
Kazoos? How many kazoos?
How many kazoos? Should we rate it on a scale
up
of kazoos?
Or down? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know how this works, Renee.
I sure do.
So thumbs up or thumbs down? Holy toast, holy roast. Oh, yeah. Holy toast is when we say to this album. Holy roast is a thumbs down, which means we say
no.
Okay.
And then purgatory is purgatory is
the space between.
Oh, that's good.
Oh man.
All right, Caroline, we start with you.
I'm going to give it a holy toast. I was very pleasantly surprised by this album. I thought it was a real, it was a treat. It was strange, but interesting. More sibling bands. I love when sibling mm-hmm. bands get together. There is something very intense and special about siblings doing music together.
Who else are you thinking of?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I didn't mean to call Osmonds. You out.
Damn.
No, I thought you were thinking of another.
I guess, like, I can't think of any names, like, right now.
Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Jesus. Yeah, Donnie and Marie. That's what I was thinking of.
Hanson. That's who she's thinking
Simon
of.
Simon and Garfunkel. Yeah. Hanson's a perfect example.
Yeah.
They're great.
Haim. You know, siblings just.
Fillmore.
Make music well. So there's always, you know, I guess I shouldn't be surprised that this had some magic to it. Something about that shared DNA.
Something. The harmonies. So tweet.
Tweet.
Sibling band. Bee Gees. Kings of Leon. Bee Gees. Beach Boys. I saw a lot of people compare this band critically to, like, this is their Brian Wilson smile. This is their like magnum opus of all these disparate sounds and scapes and blah, blah, blah.
Wait, you do get everything in this album. Yeah. It is. It's some. Unique. All the things of the times. I'm very happy to hear that came out in the 70s, not the 90s. Because I was like, how's she so behind on this?
All right, we turn it.
Yeah, holy toast. So good. So good. And for me, because it had all those musical
references. And it changed your mind around Fantasy forever.
It sure did. Yeah. I'm back in, guys. Give me some pointy ears and smells.
Your Court 5 yep, is ready for you. You're going to love it.
Dragons. I want them all.
Very chung chung.
Twinkle twinkle.
Yeah, twinkle twinkle twinkle. It's over chung chung. Oh my gosh.
Kevin.
Holy toast. Yes. I want artistic integrity in my like 70 singer songwriter types, these little freaks.
How you do.
I enjoyed it so much. And it really I was sad that I actually I'd have more time to like get into their other stuff. So you'd be like, well, what'd they do over here? They have 3 live albums. So I think they were fairly prolific live performers before they disbanded. Their last concert was in Houston, Texas in 1988. You know, just one year before
reunite,
I was on this.
Don't
yeah.
You?
Yeah.
Hey, maybe it's on the table.
Hey, bring the family back for Christmas.
Maybe they reunite on SNL. Pedro Pascal. SNL ladies show. And gentlemen, the second chapter back. All right. It's the first time no one's clapped for a band since Sinead O'Connor.
All right.
You tear the house down. Yeah. You know, they remind me of like the best parts of Keith Green's music too, of that particular era that I like a lot.
Can I tell you something, Queen?
Yeah.
It is written, Paul Walter Hauser, Mark Allen Powell, Jesus. He's really living rent free in my head tonight. They had a bit of a relationship with Keith Green. They members of the backing band belonged to a congregation. In 1981, Second Chapter relocated to Lindale, Texas, where they bought a ranch next to the one occupied by Keith Green's Last Day Ministries.
Way.
Yeah, and they bought the ranch one year before he passed away.
Because Keith Green was like building a compound out there.
Yeah.
How about that?
I bet they were going
to
merge.
Which I'm sure nothing weird was happening.
Those freaks.
Nothing weird ever happens on a compound.
At all.
Cool.
They had one album that was, they included the song Lift Me Up, and the lyrics were written by Keith Green shortly before he passed away. Yes, it was like
Wow, that's crazy. They were like directly linked.
Yeah. Huh. Small world. Small community.
Good ear.
At the
smell
time.
It.
Smell it.
New.
She's making the connection.
Mm-hmm. Forming memories.
Yeah. Name 5 more sibling bands.
Ariana Grande.
And her mom.
And Frankie.
Frankie. All right. Now we're dimming the lights. We're lighting the candles. We're putting the Richard jewels back in our crown. On another podcast, Renee, you might plug your projects or promote yourself. We're not here to do that. We're here to lift them up to the Lord. And we start as per usual with Caroline. Oh, geez. Elmo had quite a dinner tonight.
Something to say. I'm Caroline, and you can lift me up at Caroline's Farts. And I'm going to lift up a show you've probably heard me talk about a lot because it's all I watch these days. But I think it's time. I'm ready to officially lift it up.
Louis on FX.
It's Young Sheldon. It's Bethinka, and it's Real Housewives of Potomac. They've been going strong for several years now. I I think I realized how good it was when I watched the other night we had friends over and I watched the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City finale alone. I don't watch that show otherwise. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. But I was like, this is like halfway through any season of the Potomac. You get this level of like insanity. And the ladies are very funny. So I would recommend it if you're looking for a Housewives franchise to maybe get your get your beak wet.
Hey.
Hit Potomac.
How about that?
Start there. It's a good time.
I wish I was more into reality TV because I feel like there's this whole world I don't know or understand.
Yeah.
And
well, that's part of why it's hard to get into it because it's like the world is large. I'm like, do I want to, you know, pick a lane?
Am I stupid for even thinking it's like Star Trek where it's like, where do I get into Star Trek? And everyone's like, well, there's 19 shows and a million movies.
It is tough. But you could do. You could just jump in.
With
just
like a Housewives thing, it's like, well, which one's the mothership? Is it Orange County? Is that the first one?
It was the first one. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I think we got to get you a podcast. You need a ride along.
Yeah, I guess so. But then it's like, is that what I want to do?
Yeah, fair.
And I do because I like being able to talk to people about it and connect with
them. You have to like actually like the show. And the premise of it. So if you don't, like, don't do it, you know?
What do you think it's comparable to in my world? Like, what do you think is, like, the closest analog? Like, well, the drama and the meta.
Streaming wars.
So which one is David Zaslav? Which one is Ted Sarandos? Which one is
Bob Iger? I really feel like the closest thing in your world is, like, how closely you follow some Hollywood gossip. Like, it's like that, you
because
know?
It's real life events
it's
that
real
bleed
life people
into.
Like being messy consistently but and then trying to parse they're... through and figure out like what
you know
the
what,
truth
you know what you that know? Actually sounds like a lot of these imperfect people in the Bible
you know the first season of the Bible.
That's what comparison. It feels like trying to get in the house.
That's what it is. You read Genesis? Start, it's a lot like that.
And it fell off and it came back.
Low key. High key, low key. Christ low key fell off the cross. We turned to Renee.
Turned to me. Yeah, I am not online, which it's fine.
Congratulations.
It's okay. Thanks. Thanks
your
so much.
Son is online.
Thank you. That's true. If you like fluffy pit bulls, got to get yourself on over to Tugboat
so
the Fluffy
cute.
Pit.
He's so
He's a
cute.
Good dude. He is a good dude.
Yeah. Smelling better every day.
Every day. Tug did get sprayed by a squirrel.
He had a run
while
in.
I had COVID.
Skunk? Squirrel?
Squirrel. Can you imagine?
A squirrel jacked off on
the squirrel. This squirrel.
We had a rough time. We had a real rough time.
I prefer the skunk.
Right?
The disrespect was that squirrel.
Really weird. And Tugboat happened. Just sat there and watched until it was time.
So maybe he wanted it?
Maybe
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. It may have been a skunk. Happened while I had COVID. Didn't smell it when it first happened. I was like, I don't know why people make such a big deal out of this. He's fine. And then 3 days later, I was like, oh, dear God. It was everywhere. It's everywhere.
Whole
all
house.
Over the house, yeah. All over him, all over me, wow. All over the car.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Prayers
so,
for Renee's house and Tugboat,
thank
everyone.
You.
Let's stay go prayed
lift
up.
Cleansing.
Lift up how stinky I am.
The cleansing.
Thank you.
But something in secular culture you might want to lift up. The last great thing you watched, Saul Red.
Yeah. Now, I know that this isn't right, but I kind of want to double down on Paul Walter Hauser because I was such a little shit about it.
You're right.
That I genuinely find their story fascinating. So I will tell, listen, you're already listening to a podcast. Go to Dad Tired. That's the podcast where they tell their story.
Wait, wow. They have a podcast or they were
they
guests
were, they
on
were guests on a podcast and the okay. Whole point, both of them are on it and give it a listen. Give her a listen.
Okay, so they weren't like those comedians that are like, what if we monetize our marriage?
Right. Yeah.
Moshe and Natasha.
Yep. Go check it out.
Okay.
Go check it out. He's a good dude. It's a fascinating story. I want in on it. That's it. I'm jealous.
Want in on what?
I want in on.
She wants a slice of the blessing.
Right? Exactly. I want to send up a prayer and then all of a sudden I'm at the Emmys.
The way things worked out.
Thank
for
you.
Them. The landing.
Exactly. They keep saying, what do they keep saying? You guys can help me with this Bible verse. Something for ashes.
Beauty for ashes.
Beauty for ashes.
Oh, yeah.
Is why this happened. And I'd like some beauty for ashes.
Amen.
More how like do I get some beauty for ashes?
Booty for ashes. My man.
Get that here anytime. No prayers needed.
And on that note, you can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter. Yeah. And I'm doing the snake in the room. I turn it into a snake. I'll lift up a movie I saw recently called Popeye.
What?
One of the best movies I've ever seen. The live action Popeye. Have y'all seen this?
No.
Oh, so many times. Who's in
this? When did this come out?
Came out 44 years ago.
Oh, boy.
Starring Robin Williams.
Yeah,
and Shelley
that's
Duvall.
What I was hoping for. Okay.
It's nightmarish, kind of, but it's also awesome. And I had the time of my life watching it.
I love that.
Because Shelley Duvall is olive oil. It's just impeccable.
Yeah, that's enticing.
Yes.
Love it. And Robin's Popeye?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a movie directed by Robert Altman. And Robin Williams, it's like his first movie. It's his first movie he stars in. Because he was a TV guy on
Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, Magic Mork XXL. Until that's a Nate Ely joke. And then he'd go, Nanu, 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 Nanu.
Shout out to
very
Nate.
Good. Very good joke, Nate. Oh, but I had the time. Watch it with a homie with a big old bowl of popcorn and maybe a little glass of wine. I was just compelled out of my mind watching it. I also saw it with the living embodiment of olive oil, Alyssa Sabo, the closest person I know to.
That changes the game.
It did, actually. So watch it with Alyssa Sabo if she's in your hometown.
Yeah, that's
or like,
our lift up.
And then, yeah.
Watch book her. Alyssa for Popeye.
And we're doing the like, you know, the whole time. You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere. Patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun. And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Renee, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me, you guys. Time of my life.
Love you.
I love you so much. You're my favorites.
Let's not wait another year. No. Let's do it. Another one.
Like
this Friday. And there's nothing left to say except for, okay.
Hey, I love you, Emma. Amen. Amen. Now watch this drive.
Now watch this drive. Ooh, we're changing it up. And let's go out with this this Christian song that I think means a lot to all of us.
This one.
It has 400 views, so you know I'm leaving it a nice.
Here we go. That's four little letters you want to see.
It's With or Without You by U2.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
There's a lot of things that their parents heard.
Ooh, tough.
So. I don't know how to do his zoo covers. People are scared.
All right, we'll see you next week on the podcast. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.